This audio information from Developing Patient Partnerships is designed to help you manage your health and well-being. Each module has two tracks. The first will give you information about the subject. The next one is a practical skills track, which can be listened to regularly to help you build your learning. The following audio information is not intended to be medical advice or a substitute for medical advice. You should seek advice before relying on this audio information if you are pregnant, taking medication, involved in any form of medical treatment, or if symptoms persist. Where any form of physical exertion is involved, it's advisable to proceed carefully. If you experience any discomfort, stop. If you're in doubt, consult your doctor.
Are you fed up with your back constantly niggling you? Perhaps you get bouts of back pain, or just want to avoid it in the first place. Maybe you've just got over one episode, only to find a few months later that it's happening again. Are you worried that your job could cause you future back problems? If this sounds like you, then it's time to get thinking about your back health. Most back pain can be prevented, and even if it's a recurring problem, can be greatly reduced. So don't accept that you're simply prone to it. Like most health problems, once you know the risks, there's a lot you can do to prevent the so-called inevitable from happening. Once you understand how back pain starts, what keeps it going, and how to help it wind down, you will feel much more in control. Keep this in mind. Most back pain will get better once you learn how to stop making it worse. This audio program, brought to you by DPP, the UK's specialist provider of health and well-being information, will explain why it's important to understand the causes of back pain, what can make it worse, and what makes it better. Our back expert, Dr. David Peters, will share his top tips, which include some simple exercises on reducing the risk of developing back pain and for keeping your back healthy. When you experience back pain, it can put a real strain on other areas of your life too. Getting on with normal everyday tasks and activities become a challenge in themselves. But it's not just the physical impact of pain that you have to deal with. There's the emotional side of things too. Prolonged back pain can make you miserable and drag you down. This can spill into your work and home life and affect your well-being and relationships as a whole. Developing persistent back pain can have a devastating impact on people's lives, so taking steps to prevent it is a smart move. To avoid this vicious circle, there are simple things that everyone, not just people who are at risk, can do to prevent back pain and keep their backs healthy. If you're someone who keeps getting occasional attacks of back pain, you are not alone. Back pain has a high recurrence rate. 50 to 80% of people find they can get another bout of pain within a year. Thankfully, only a few people go on to get persistent or disabling pain. But if you have experienced back pain, then it's time to take steps to keep it at bay and save yourself from another attack. So what causes back pain? Generally, it's the soft tissues around the spine, rather than the backbones and joints themselves, that determine how good or bad your back will feel. A large, complex group of muscles has to work harmoniously together to support the spine and hold the body upright. These muscles allow the trunk of the body to move, twist, and bend in many directions. Altogether, the spinal muscles are by far the most usual cause of back pain, not slipped discs or arthritis or torn muscles or trapped nerves or even stuck joints. Once you understand the reasons why your back gets painful, you will be able to deal with it much more effectively. Muscles in the back cause pain when they get tense and cramped, generally after overstraining or overstretching. When they get sore, they tighten up and will tense up even more with any sudden movements or effort. Consequently, they overreact if you demand too much of them. A vicious circle can build up then, and this keeps the soreness going because tension feels painful and the pain itself increases the tension. This is known as the pain and tension cycle. Once this cycle is set up, you feel sore and stiff. But if you allow the stiffness, and your worries that moving will do harm, to put you off keeping mobile, the stiffness and tension will get worse. What these muscles need is to be gently stretched and moved. Because if a muscle maintains prolonged tension, it gets even more painful. In short, your back's instinct to keep still is counterproductive. You may find it hard to pinpoint exactly what is triggering your back pain, but there are certain things that increase your chances of developing it. Poor posture, sitting for long periods in the same position and doing heavy physical work, which includes lots of bending, pushing, pulling and lifting, are among the obvious risk factors. Workstation setup can be crucial too, because how you sit every day creates tensions in your muscles and can increase your susceptibility to back pain. Lack of exercise and being overweight can also put an added strain on your back. If your back muscles are not strong enough, they have to work hard just to keep you upright, and so they get sore. Feeling stressed, anxious, or depressed can play a big part with back problems, as it triggers muscle tension and can make muscles more prone to overreaction. When your back is already prone to getting painful, whether because of work or just because you've had back pain before, then feeling twitchy will make your back muscles feel tense. On top of this, people who are anxious find they are more sensitive to pain and more likely to worry about it, which can lead to a vicious circle of anxiety, tension, pain, and inactivity. Finally, did you know that smokers are at an increased risk of developing low back pain? Often, back pain is triggered by a combination of factors, including smoking. So when it comes to prevention, it's crucial to look at your lifestyle as a whole, reduce the risk factors, and build up your resilience. The message is, don't wait for back pain to creep up on you, especially if you've had it before. Here are some top tips on dealing with back pain and how you can become more back aware. Staying active is key. This will help strengthen your back, keep you flexible, and tone up your stomach muscles. You don't need to have a complicated exercise regime. Things like brisk walking, swimming, especially backstroke or back crawl, and cycling are really effective. Start off gently and build on activities at your own pace. Yoga and Pilates can also be excellent ways to strengthen and tone. Do what you enjoy. Research proves that painful conditions of all kinds improve as you get fitter. If you feel you need specialist advice, an expert like a physiotherapist, osteopath, or chiropractor would be able to tailor a series of exercises for you for your back and neck pain. Always make sure you warm up before any form of exercise or activity to prepare your back and the rest of your body for action. This will also help to prevent injuries. Remember to do some cool down stretches after exercising too. Watch your weight. Being overweight puts extra strain on your back and pulls your back into an exaggerated curve, straining the muscles, joints, and ligaments that make the back stable. Staying active will not only help prevent back pain, but also help you achieve a healthy weight. Getting active is a great all-round solution for keeping back pain at bay, especially if you're overweight. Keep moving. If your back feels stiff and sore, it's crucial to keep moving and do some back stretches. Confining yourself to one position for hours on end, particularly if you're feeling stressed out, perhaps if you're stuck in traffic or having a bad day at work, is a recipe for back pain. Whether you're at home in front of the TV, at your workstation, or driving, it's really important to take a break, even if it's only for a minute or two. Stand up, move around, and stretch. Here's our back expert, Dr. David Peters, with an effective workstation stretch you can do during one of your work mini breaks. It only takes 2 to 3 minutes. It may feel stretchy and a bit achy, but stop immediately if it triggers too much discomfort or pain.
As you're sitting, you need to notice that you're sitting on your sit bones, the two bones underneath your pelvis, because if you're sitting too far forward, you'll feel that you're sitting on your thighs. If you're sitting too far back, you'll be sitting on your buttock muscles. And in this exercise, what you need to do is locate your sit bones, because then when you do, your back will be in neutral, neither bending too far forward or back. Okay, so if you're not quite sure whether you're sitting on those bones, just slip a hand under one buttock. And are you sitting on bone, or do you feel thigh muscles or buttock muscles? If it's the buttock muscle, then you're slouching. If it's thigh muscles, then your back's clenched and your belly's sticking forward. But when you sit on your sit bones, your back's in neutral. And that's where we're going to start this exercise from. Okay, so now you're in contact with those sit bones, and just give a little wriggle to make sure you feel them underneath you, and take a breath. And then, just for a moment, allow your buttock muscles to relax. And now, gently draw your navel towards your spine, as if you were trying to tuck yourself into a pair of very tight jeans. And as you do that, push gently back against the chair you're sitting on. Okay, breathe easily. So, what we're trying to do now is just engage the abdominal muscles, hold the back in nice neutral position so that things are relaxed. So on the sit bones, good, relax your shoulders, look straight ahead, and letting the front of your thighs relax. And then slowly breathe out. And when you're really empty, just allow the breath to come in easily, spontaneously. And notice that when you breathe in, your belly expands. And as you breathe out, your belly falls. Just watch three easy breaths, noticing any tensions in your body, and letting the tensions fade away. Okay. Now when you begin this movement, do it on the out-breath, because that's when the muscles tend to relax. And this is going to be a slow forward bend. And as you exhale, just check that the muscles around the fronts of your hips and the muscles of your buttocks remain relaxed. Now as you breathe out, on the out-breath, let your body bend forward, slowly folding forward over your legs. The movement begins in your hip joints and your pelvis folds forward first. And then as you bend forward, try to be aware of each little bit of the spine following the hips gradually, starting with the part of the spine right at the base and gradually letting everything fold forward from there, starting from the lowest point. Just try and be aware of the spine unfolding bit by bit, like links in a chain, until your hands are as near as they're going to get to the floor. They may even be touching the floor. But when you've gone as far as you can, just relax in that position. And remain like that for a little time, breathing easily, and letting your back relax a little with each breath. I want you to try and hold it for 20 seconds or more. Just breathing easily, and feeling that stretch in the low back. And when it's time to come back up again, it's good to engage those abdominal muscles. So pull your navel back towards your spine as you did before. And then as you exhale, begin to uncurl, starting with the top of your spine, going vertebra by vertebra, back into the vertical, link by link, like that chain straightening, just trying to sense how it feels as you're uncurling. Really slowly, breathing very easily, noticing each bit of your spine straighten out in turn. And you may find some areas are stiff. You may find it difficult to notice the movement at all in some areas, but just uncurl with this notion in mind, firm in the abdomen, very conscious of your back movements. And then when you reach the place where your spine and pelvis meet, slowly allow yourself to tilt back into your chair. So just come back onto your sit bones and let your back relax. Just tighten up your belly again as you did before. Breathing easily. And now you've got the idea. I want you to do the same lean forward, link by link all the way down, but this time with your legs apart so that you can lean further forward and give your back an even better stretch. If it's stiff, just breathe easily and let yourself relax on the out-breath, just letting any aches and pains ease away, obviously stopping if there's anything more than the kind of ache you'd expect as the muscles stretch. And once you're down as far as you can, just breathe easily, letting the back relax for about 20 seconds. And then all the way back again, link by link from the top, until you find yourself back into the vertical and sitting on those sit bones. Once again, let that stomach tighten up, do that jeans tucking exercise just to re-engage the abdominal muscles, and breathe easily. And perhaps do that once more so you really get that good stretch into your back, going as far as you can this time and holding it for 20 seconds. So take a few mini breaks several times a day just to let your back open up and stretch, and it'll do you all kinds of good if you're a workstation person. Great. Okay, be well.
Lift correctly. Be careful when you're lifting heavy objects, as it can often trigger back pain if you do this awkwardly. Always lift and carry objects close to your body. Make sure you face anything you have to pick up, rather than lifting while twisting. The lower back does not cope well with twisting and bending at the same time. If it's something heavy, then face it with your feet wide apart so that you are stable, and keep your back upright and reach down by bending your knees and your hips so that when you lift, the weight is taken by your leg and hip muscles as they straighten out, and not your back. Be back aware at work. Think about the way you do things at work. Could they be more back friendly? For example, if you work in an office environment, make sure your workstation is set up well, that your chair is at the right height, your back is getting enough support, and your feet are in the right position. Get help from your health and safety people if you suspect something's wrong. If your work involves computers or machinery, make sure you're using it correctly, that you have enough space and that everything is within easy, comfortable reach. Frequent and heavy lifting or pushing and pulling can cause back strain. But you can prevent this by using the right lifting technique and the appropriate lifting and handling aids. Get help if you can't manage something on your own. Employers are keen to prevent workplace back pain. So if you think there are ways of preventing back pain, talk about it with your manager. And always follow any employee recommendations set out. They are there to make your life easier and safer. If you smoke, stop. In recent years, research has shown that smokers are more likely to develop lower back pain. We don't know why exactly, but it may be that smoking slows down the circulation in muscles and joints, reducing the stream of nutrients and oxygen into them, and the flow of cramp chemicals out. It's also another good reason to quit. Don't slouch. Try to keep a good posture. Whatever you do, don't slouch or hunch yourself over, which is easily done, especially if you're sitting at your desk all day or behind the wheel. Habitual tension patterns in neck, shoulders, back and buttocks can set you up for back pain, so posture and relaxation are really important. Notice your posture just now. If you're sitting at the moment, are you slumped? If you're standing, are you hunched? Notice what this feeling of collapsing forward is like. And what's going on with your lower back? Is it slumped too, with your tail tucked under you? Or the opposite, so that your bottom's sticking out? Take a moment to exaggerate these postures and notice how it feels. Now instead, take a moment to notice how your weight's distributed. Heels or toes. So find the middle ground, relax your knees and shoulders, find the neutral back position, neither too arched with belly stuck out, or too flat with tail tucked in. Draw your navel towards your spine a little, slow your breathing and drop it down so your chest relaxes and your belly expands as you breathe in. Then once you are nicely centered and grounded, and as you breathe out fully, imagine there's an invisible cord from the top of your head stretching upward and hooked into the sky, so it's drawing you up into a taller, less tense posture. Are you poking your chin out and holding tension at the back of your neck? Then drop your chin, and while you're doing this, be aware once again of your feet flat on the floor, so you notice the contact. Again, relax your belly and let your breathing slow down a little. Then let your shoulders drop and relax. And while continuing to be aware of your sense of uprightness, also allow the front of your chest to feel more open. You might like to see how it feels to work with this awareness for 2 minutes. Sitting and standing tall like this, instead of slouched or hunched with your chin stuck out and your neck muscles tense, will help you to avoid back and neck problems. If you work at a desk, a chair with a backrest can help you maintain a relaxed curve in your lower back. Sit with your feet flat on the floor or use a footrest. Most car seats don't provide enough support for your lower back, especially on long journeys, but you can learn to keep an eye on your posture by noticing when you need to tuck your chin in, drop your shoulders, and use the skyhook image to draw your head upright and allow your lower back to relax. Notice if you're gripping the wheel too tightly, because if you are, this tension will spread to your muscles. And last but not least, take it easy. If you are anxious, tense, or stressed, it can increase the muscle tension in your body. So reducing stress and taking time to relax can really help. This means sleeping well too. Good sleep is stress reducing. And if you're prone to back pain, it's important to sleep in a comfortable position that doesn't strain your back. On your side, in the fetal position, is usually the least stressful on your back, whereas sleeping on your front puts added stress on your back and neck. Use a pillow at the right height to support your neck and make sure your mattress is soft enough to mould to the contours of your body, but firm enough to support your back and keep it straight rather than curved.